It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. We're kicking off hour number two here on the Saturday Night Edition. We're live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out our map, our listener map. It is really cool. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself if you'd like, or you can just look at our other listeners. So we'd like you to add yourself. I think we have over, I don't guess, about 275 people. Actually, I haven't looked yet today. But map.freetalklive.com. It's neat. You get to plug yourself in. You can put a picture up there. You can put a little saying, and it plots you on a map of the world. So it shows you the hundreds of people that we have in the United States, and then there's also people just all over the rest of the world that listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's really fun. And, you can read their little sayings and look at all the little pictures and that kind of thing.
It's map.freetalklive.com.
274, just in case you wondered.
And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free. 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go online at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Last hour, we were talking about some stories from people who had some negative experiences with the TSA, as well as customs. We got calls, want to comment. So let's go to Elliot in Indianapolis. Elliot, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question for you. The guy coming into this country on the boat, the way I understood his letter was basically that customs went over them with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah.
So my question is, what's the problem with that?
Well, if you're going to search somebody's bags, shouldn't you be allowed to watch as they search your bags? I can understand. I understand customs' job is to make sure you're not bringing in some illegal birds or some other products from other countries that are banned. But shouldn't you be able to monitor them?
I don't even care about the birds. I'm more concerned about, you know, the guy from the Middle East trying to bring in a bomb. I mean, I think he probably should have been able to be there to watch him, but I guess, you know, I hear a lot of people, oh, you know, I went to Europe, I came back, and, you know, TSA hassled me,
customs hassled me. But I don't want to pay these guys. I pay these guys, and I don't want to pay them to be nasty to me. You know, hey, you can look through my stuff, but kiss my butt while you do it, because I'm paying your paycheck.
Well, yes. Yeah, but I mean, that's like telling the cop you can arrest me, but kiss my butt while you do it because I'm paying your paycheck.
Well, the one thing, if the cop's arresting me, I've done something wrong, hopefully.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Broken the law. But the TSA agents are just surly at the gate.
Is customs. But, yes, they're all surly.
I mean, TSA is a pain in the butt. I'm not going to, you know.
Well, I mean, the reason why they're a pain is because they don't care, Elliot. They don't care about customer service because they don't care if you're angry about how they treated you. No one's ever going to get punished from the TSA for treating a customer with disrespect. There's no other airport you can go to where there's a competing agency. They have no competition. It's a government monopoly.
Right. And, well, I mean, I agree that the TSA needs to get their attitude on. I guess I'm talking more about the customs guys and, you know, I mean,
If you're gonna have customs, at least they could be courteous. At least they could let you watch as they rifle through your belongings. I mean, who's to say they didn't open up his wallet if he left that in his bag and give themselves a little $100 tip or something like that while they were in there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see that side of it.
And I understand your concern, Elliot, about the whole bomb issue, but really? I mean, really? People can build their own bombs here in the United States. If you're a terrorist and you want to blow something up, do you really have to import your bomb from another country?
Well,
nah.
If you've got a, you know, USSR suitcase nuke, yeah. you can't build that here. Hopefully.
Well, hopefully you're not dumb enough to come in on a cargo ship on it. I mean, like, if I had something as valuable as one of those suitcase nukes, and I'll tell you, it's worth millions, because we've been hearing these stories about these suitcase nukes for a long time. If I've got something that valuable, I'm sure not going to bring it in on a cargo ship.
Sure, and plus, of course, I don't know if we even need to say this, but one of the reasons why we should even be concerned about someone bringing a suitcase nuke into this country is because of our crazy foreign policy. I mean, how do you feel about that, Elliot?
Don't ask. It infuriates me.
All
you
right,
know, the idea that millions come across our borders every day, you know, that pretty well drives me nuts as well.
Well, now, so do you have a problem with immigration?
I have a problem with the immigration control that we have. I have a problem with the laxity and the porousness of our borders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, realistically, there's not enough money to go around. You know, I mean, you're not going to close down the Mexican border unless you put, you know, a Border Patrol agent, you know, every 50 feet with a high-powered rifle. But, you know, that's not financially feasible. I don't know what the answer is, but we got to do something.
Well, Elliot, you know, it seems to me that, and I understand where you're coming from, because a lot of people are kind of afraid of immigrants, and I'm not sure what the reasoning for that is, because, let me ask you this. If we got rid of welfare, do you feel like immigrants are coming here to kind of feed off the government tit?
Some, yes. I think a lot of them, you know, are genuinely looking for the American dream, and that's fine. But
they should be allowed to come in, right? I mean, if they want to work hard and they want to make their lives better for themselves, they should be allowed to come here, right?
Legally.
You know, that's what I hate that one.
Sneaking across the border is, I don't care what your reason is, if you're sneaking across the border. Mm-hmm.
You don't break any laws, do you, Elliot?
Yeah, I hope you don't go too fast than the speed limit.
Here's
my point on that one, Elliot. It used to be you showed up at Ellis Island, and, you know, they checked you for a couple of communicable diseases, and bam, you're in. That's how your people got here. And now we've kind of decided, you know, now that I'm here, I don't really like the idea of folks coming in.
Close the doors.
I'm a little, we're here now. That's exactly what it is, man. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, some of these people can't read. Hold on just a second. Let me finish. Some of these people can't even read, and you want them to fill out these stacks and stacks of paperwork and wait the couple of years. I mean, I'm hungry today. I want to work for a living today, and my government is corrupt and evil today, so let me go to America where the American dream is today. I mean, I get it, and we've just made it hard. We put a mountain of paperwork in front of these people, and so they'd rather swim across the Rio Grande than climb that mountain of paperwork.
Well, then, the process needs to be strengthened, but the fact of the matter is that until it is, you know, I mean...
F them, right.
No, not
knock them out.
But there is a procedure in place, and the fact of the matter is, if they're coming here illegally, the second their foot touches U.S. soil, they're a felon.
Let me ask you this.
That's not true. It's not a felony to come across the border.
No, it's a misdemeanor.
No, but, you know, the thing is what would you do if the government came after your guns?
Well, they can have them. One pointy high-velocity round at a time.
All right, but what if
beautiful.
They pass the law against
I
them?
Say we break laws that aren't good, and I think those Mexican people coming across the border are breaking laws that aren't good.
Here's a radical concept for you, Elliot. I want you to just consider this seriously. This may sound radical, okay? I think we should get rid of welfare entirely. How do you feel about that?
I agree.
All right, good. We'll get rid of welfare entirely, which will mean that nobody's going to be coming here to feed off of our taxpayer dollars anymore. That means everybody coming here will be, for the most part, coming here to make their lives better, in which case I think we need to abolish the Border Patrol and just open up the borders, because if this is really a free country, then people should be free to come and go as they please.
Let's not forget, get rid of the minimum wage so that people can work for what they're worth.
But the problem is, if you eliminate the Border Patrol and you completely open your borders, okay, you are asking a group like Al-Qaeda to just waltz right in the door, you know, I mean, would you live in the city and leave your front door open at night and fire all the cops and say, you know...
It's not living in the city. If we get out of Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Middle East and we leave those people alone... That's the reason they blew us up, allegedly.
That's what Osama said.
That's what Osama bin Laden said. We flew airplanes in your building because you're screwing around with us. Now, look, if there's a country out there that was supporting a king in the United States, a despotic leader that wouldn't leave, wouldn't you go fighting that country? Saudi Arabia's got a king, and Kuwait's got a sheikh. We're evil for supporting these people.
Yeah, if the Red Chinese came over here and started killing our people in the name of protecting our freedoms, you'd probably be pretty angry at the Red Chinese, and you might go over there to their country and try to sneak in there and blow them up, too. Elliot, call us again sometime. Good call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 900 and I think we're above 975 users now. There's a lot of people on there interacting. And over 60,000 posts for you to surf around through, all kinds of stuff. Everything from fun posts to serious issues at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's talk to Will in Austin. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, well, great.
Welcome aboard. What's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to comment on the something you read earlier with the gentleman that was asked to give up his combination to his gun case by TSA. That is a total violation of TSA's policy.
Really?
According to their own website.
Oh, really?
Only the owner of the case is allowed access to the keys and or combination.
Hmm.
Huh.
Well, that is as per their own website.
These guys will do whatever they want to do, and they're out.
They were just seeing if they like the gun so they could take it.
Yeah, they operate just like the cops. I mean, the cops and the TSA, they'll just set whatever arbitrary rules they want to at the time.
And see if they get away with it.
Yeah, and they see if they can get away with it. And in most cases, they absolutely will, because most people aren't going to go and get a lawyer to go sue the TSA because they were harassed at the airport. Most people just don't have the time for that, nor do they care that much.
Absolutely. I challenge all the Americans who do travel on airplanes to educate themselves prior to their travel.
It's always a good idea to know thine enemy, to be aware of what you're going to be dealing with. Absolutely.
You're only susceptible to as much as you will tolerate.
Yep.
Well said, Will. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to send that out there in case anybody else runs into the same problem.
All right, yeah. So don't let those TSA agents search your gun cases. You're the only person that should be able to open your own gun case, correct?
Absolutely right.
Very good. Thanks Will, for the info. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking with Elliot in Indianapolis a moment ago. And I just kind of wanted to just quickly recap, just to make sure we didn't sound so outrageous with the whole idea about opening the borders. Because you're right, Manwich. We have to set the stage first. If we just went and opened the borders right now, it probably would be a bad move.
And Elliot basically, you know, this is what was so shocking.
And
to
he
Elliot.
Understood that. Yeah. He understood. Because we've gone so far down the road towards despotic tyranny in this country that
being the world's policeman and making plenty of enemies out there.
That just needs to stop. We have military bases, I think, over 700 military bases in other countries and over 135 countries worldwide.
Yeah. I mean,
makes people angry.
We're in the majority, the vast majority of countries in the world.
Yeah.
We've got a base and we have a presence.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Not right. Does anybody have military bases here? I don't think so.
Yeah, there's no... How many military bases are in this country?
Right. Oh, and don't give me that line, by the way. Don't give me that line about, well, they invited us. Well, they invited us into their country. Oh, please. Wait. Are you going to tell me that if George Bush tomorrow picks up the phone, calls the Chinese premier or whatever they call themselves over there. Hey, Mr. Guangzhou, will you come here and bring your troops over here? We need you to help guard our borders. You
send 100,000 of them. That won't even put a dent in your army.
Yeah, you can put yourself a little base down there by the southern border. We're inviting you into the country. Are you telling me that because your government officials invite another military into our country, that means that you endorsed it?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that for me.
How would you feel about that?
And
you people out there listening, all of you who feel like the border should be locked down and we should keep these people out of this country. Well, how would you feel if our government brought in another military to occupy our country? Would you feel okay
wouldn't like
with
that,
that
at all?
Would you be peachy keen with that happening in America? Or would that violate our sovereignty? Would that make you angry? Would you be a little PO'd about the fact that there's foreign military troops operating, doing military operations down the street from you?
Makes me mad just thinking about it.
Yeah. So now you can imagining now how mad you would feel if a foreign military came into your country. Then imagine how you would feel if that foreign military decided, you know, Red China, again, who just came in to set up themselves a military base, they're monitoring the politics in the United States, and they say, gosh, these Americans they're getting more tyrannical here in America. Maybe we should help the American people and save them from their tyrannical government. That George Bush, he's out of control. We should get him down from his position of power there. And then they start killing people. Then they just start bombing raids on American cities. Are you just going to sit there and say, well, we invited him in? Well, they're the big, strong military. What are we supposed to do about it? Hell no, you wouldn't sit there and take it. Americans would get their arms together, and they would go out and fight against the army, the foreign army that was occupying their country.
Absolutely.
How is it that we can't see the fact that that's exactly what's happening in Iraq, for instance? That's exactly what is making all of these foreign people so angry at us. We're invading their nations.
Occupying them at the very least.
Yeah. If we're not occupying them, we've invaded them with violence. Do you think they're just going to sit there and take it? Do you think they're less of a human being than you are? That they just will allow the American imperial government to just do whatever they want to? No way!
So as
just
a
like
result, if we got all of our troops back in America, put the National Guard guarding the nation, for instance, and brought the army back in and, you know, disbanded it.
Close
like,
down the bases
just like the Constitution
the world.
Says. And then you can open up. You know, give it a little while so for people to cool down.
Let the world simmer down a bit.
And then you open up the borders. The people coming in aren't going to want to kill us.
No.
There's no reason for them to. We're such a good customer.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of good customers, you had a story today, man, which about, I guess, Canada. Canada and the U.S., we're having a little bit of a spat,
yes.
aren't we?
Well, it's a little tough to follow, so pay attention.
Okay.
Okay. And this is from, I believe, it's Boston.com, the Boston
Herald.
Globe, actually. Washington, in his occasional internationalist moments, President Bush likes to tell the story of how, on his first image-repairing journey to the scarred Gulf Coast last month, the first people he encountered were Canadians on the scene to help. It's a dangerous tale. It's a disingenuous tale from a president who talks open markets and cordial hemispheric relations, but practices consumer unfriendly protectionism with interest group dictated regularity. Take lumber. On top of a still prosperous new housing market, the hurricane season has triggered a gigantic surge in demand. And you can believe that's true. There's lots of demand for lumber.
Sure.
In addition to aid workers, Bush might also have seen tons of Canadian softwood piled up and ready to help shelter hundreds of thousands of people who have lost everything. The reason he didn't see it was for the better part of 4 years, the United States has been slapping tariffs averaging nearly 30% on Canadian softwood lumber.
Meaning wood coming from Canada to the United States, they're taxing 30%.
Yep, adding a 30% tariff on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Nearly, it says. Prices for consumers are unnaturally higher, in this case, the prices for homes. That means that a home built out of wood costs 30% more.
Great!
So it's one thing when you're talking about a stick that costs you a buck that now costs $1.30. But when you're talking about a house that instead of $100,000 to build now costs $130,000 to build, makes you want to slap Bush in his... Right in the groin.
Oh, but it's okay. He's protecting the American wood people. That's what
we don't have anymore.
We've regulated
them out of existence.
800-259-9231. Then why won't they just let the wood come through? This is bizarre. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is a Saturday night show. We're here live. You can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. We got dozens of ladies of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors that have sent us their picture, and we put them up on the shrine. It's not just any picture. It's actually one they specifically took to prove that they listen to Free Talk Live, because in the picture, they usually are holding up some sort of evidence, and what that usually is a sign of some sort, a piece of paper that they've written down, Free Talk Live, or some sort of reference to the show, which basically proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are. So once they've validated themselves, we put them up on our website at the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this, I guess you got an article about how it is that the United States has put a tariff on Canadian wood coming across the border, a 30% tariff.
Well, it's more or less about world trade and free trade and NAFTA. United States is violating its NAFTA agreement. I mean, NAFTA is supposed to be the North American Free Trade Agreement, right? But we're putting tariffs on Canadian wood.
That doesn't sound very free to me.
What? They're from North America? We're supposed to have free trade? Where's the free trade with North America? Well, there's probably some little tiny provision that allows us to do this or that. But
well,
right,
not
because, free trade.
Well,
and so therefore, it's NAFTA is not a free trade agreement.
Right, because you don't need thousands of pages of law to have free trade. If you want free trade, the government should just step away. Because then free trade will happen.
Right.
Because if I want to order some wood, I'll call to some American suppliers and get some quotes, and then I'll call to some Canadian suppliers and get some quotes from them, too. And maybe I'll get some quotes from overseas while I'm at it, and whoever gives me the best price, I'm going to buy their wood.
Yep. Well, as a result, Canada's kind of mad, so they're offering more oil, and the Canadian's a large producer of oil.
Yeah.
And they're offering more oil to China. So there you go.
They're basically sticking their nose up at the United States now and saying, oh, you want oil from us? Well, why don't you remove your tariffs?
Who can blame them?
I don't blame them at all. It's disgusting.
It is.
And it's hurting us. And I the only reason I can imagine that this tariff would have been put in place, and you say there's no more American wood producers. There are, man. Which
there are, but
right. They're the ones who lobbied for this. They are the ones that want to be protected from foreign competition. Oh, competition, it's bad. It hurts our profit margins. Please, mommy government, please protect us from the Canadian wood. That's what's going on here. The wood company, the lumber, the timber lobbyists managed to get to somebody in Washington, and they managed to, you know, get this little tariff passed, so therefore they don't have to compete. They can have their prices right up to the level of where that 30% tariff would ride in at the Canadian wood.
It allows them to make 20-30% more profit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And it's anti-American. You're supposed to be able to trade with whoever you want to.
Yep.
And it really, you know, if there's a problem, by the way, if there's a problem, and I can't imagine what it would be if Canada's being a bad country, and we don't want, and people in America decide, well, Canada, you're bad, and we don't want to buy your wood anymore. Then they'll stop buying it. Why is it that we need the government to even be involved in this? Why do they have to create these rules? It's all protectionism. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening, Jeff?
Yeah, not to change the subject or anything.
That's okay. It's Free Talk Live. You're free to change.
You're supposed to change the subject.
Well, anyways, I wanted to talk about a project the government has called the HARP Project, and it's HAARP. And what that stands for is the High Active Auroral Research Project.
Ooh.
And basically,
what's it do, Jeff?
Well, it's that's the official name for the government and the military. It's this monster mechanism which is sitting in the remote section of Alaska. I believe the city or town is called
who cares?
Well, it's Gakona.
What about it?
It's Gakona. Well, HAARP is capable of blasting this supercharged high-frequency radio wave to the Earth's atmosphere, and it's so powerful. And basically, what this thing does, first of all, it can modify weather patterns over entire hemispheres.
Oh, please.
No, seriously. You can check this out, guys. This is true.
Yeah.
It initiates weather manipulation, climate modification.
Right. So, wait. So, the U.S. military has a little joystick, and they can, like, modify the weather, and they can send hurricanes to specific places. Is that what you're going to tell me?
I'm not going to go to that extreme, because I'm not that detailed with it. I just know that this project is ongoing. And basically,
where did you hear about this, Jeff?
Well, it's all on the internet.
Oh, and because it's on the internet, must mean it's true.
Well, no, actually, there is a a government website.
That's credible, Jeff. Government website.
No, there's a government website from the Department of
Department
of Navy.
Okay.
And also, Department of Air Force. And if you want to, let's see, I'm trying to remember. You can contact.
What I have to say about this is.
No, you can contact the Office of Public Affairs, the Air Force.
I just don't care that much.
Research Laboratory.
What are we supposed to do about it? I mean, if it's presuming it's true, and I don't believe it for a second that
in
the government
Kirtland
can
Air Force Base, New Mexico.
I don't believe for a second that the government can modify the weather.
I don't think they can predict it. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, presuming that it's true that they can, though, what's the point? What are you going to do about it?
Well, basically, I think that this is something that needs to be considered. I mean, there's a lot of secret black government projects that we don't know about. And this is not really, this basically came out about a couple of years ago. Not many people know about this, and it's not really a secret project anymore because...
If it wasn't a secret, why aren't there television specials about how, you know, this revolutionary technology that the government has that can modify the weather? Why haven't we seen anything on major news services or Nova or something like that?
Well, see, this is not the only thing that this thing is supposed to do. It has the capability of being able to knock out all enemy communication systems with some kind of ultra-high-frequency radio waves.
Right.
And, I mean, it does a variety of different things, including...
It sounds like paranoid conspiracy talk to me, Jeff. Really?
Well, no, it's really not. This is basically some of the things... Well, there's several different...
So you just want to spread the word about it. You just want to let people know about it so they can be aware that this thing is allegedly in existence because you found it on the internet.
Well, the government has the website about it, so I'm...
I don't care what the government has. You know what I think, Jeff? I think a lot of people give the government way too much credit. People seem to think that the government is, like, really good at certain things, and really the only thing the government's good at is spending other people's money and killing people. I mean, those are pretty much the only thing it's good at. They don't develop technology. They don't do any of this stuff. I mean, I don't believe for a second that they can modify the weather. Just because some crackpot on a website says that it's true, or just because the government claims that it's true, I don't believe it. And why do you just take it at face value?
Well, like I said, I'm not going to say 100% sure, but I truly believe that some of the things are true. And, you know, you have to, you know...
Because they're secretive stuff.
Some of the deadly weather systems in the recent years and the increased number of hurricanes, earthquakes, and things like that...
Correlate. They're just...
Well, I'm going to keep an open mind and
that's good.
And you know, basically say, well, this is very possible. You know, the government has all types of...
We've been on... Since we've been keeping weather records, there's been a natural warming trend that's been occurring. And, you know, you could say that's because we've been taking oil out of the earth or whatever reason. But hurricanes are Mother Nature's way of expending heat in the Atlantic Ocean. You can't have a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean because, well, that would be a typhoon.
Right.
Or a monsoon.
Weather patterns have been changing over the years anyway, and you're just attributing it to this mysterious, secretive government program. It's probably just a program full of bureaucrats who sit around and eat donuts all day because they're happy they're getting paychecks for doing nothing. Thanks for the call, man. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here.
And Manwich.
You know, I just kind of wanted to... I just want to focus back on this whole HAARP thing, mm-hmm. this paranoia. But first, we need to tell you to go to our website. It's freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our updates. In fact, you can grab the archives. There's 6 days' worth of them right there on the front page of the site. Totally free. You just go and get them. freetalklive.com. So we had Jeff call in a moment ago.
You know, there probably is a place called HAARP. And it's probably the initials for whatever he said it was for.
Sure.
And it probably doesn't do... control the weather. I don't see how it could control the weather.
It's please.
But here's the question. The NOAA, is that who's responsible for predicting the weather?
That's correct. Now, it's another government agency.
It is another government agency. Now, how come NOAA said that the hurricane that was that's sitting out there over the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico right now, and mm-hmm. I believe it's Hurricane Wilma.
That's correct.
Okay. Hurricane Wilma was supposed to hit Florida mid...
Right now.
Saturday.
Right now.
Yeah, which it should have been actually be over Florida at this point, but it was supposed to hit landfall mid-Saturday. Saturday noonish.
That was the prediction at the beginning of the week.
Now they're saying, it's gonna look more like Monday night.
Yeah.
These people can't even predict the weather.
No.
They don't know.
You would think they could just call up the good folks over at HAARP and say, hey, what are you guys doing with that hurricane? Where are you sending that thing?
Question: why would they want to do that?
Why would they want to do what?
Why would they want to control the weather like that?
to direct calamities to certain areas of the country to make it so disasters happen and the government can take over the world.
Well, the government can take over the world anyway. Americans are all for it. If you listen to our show this week on the percentages of people, according to Gallup polls, that are willing to, checked by, what are those things, the magnetic things going through doors? You know what I'm talking about.
Magnetic things?
Yeah, the magnet.
Oh, RFIDs?
No, not the RFIDs. Just the be magnetically checked going through in public places and into government buildings.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where the hell a government public place is, but it seems to me like every place that's open to the public is a public place. If you allow yourself to be checked by these, walking through these magnetic doorway things, and I can't remember what the hell they're called, but... and then there's the amount of people that were saying it'd be okay to be asked for their ID. Americans are ready to give up their freedoms.
Absolutely.
The government doesn't need to bring hurricanes in to do it. And the government...
So paranoid.
If they wanted to just... They could just put a bunch of TNT and start blowing up buildings. Look how it...
That would really create terror. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Look what happened with the last terrorist attack. And Bush keeps on saying, well, there's going to be a terrorist attack, and then there's not.
Plus...
There's going to be a terrorist attack, then there's not.
Also, again... A lot of this paranoia stems from this, I think it stems from sort of the Hollywood-esque treatment of government. Because in Hollywood movies, government is made out to appear to be this wonderfully technologically advanced group of people that they just have amazing weapons and amazing technology.
Competent, don't forget competent.
They're secret. And they've got all these special, you have a CD player now. Well, the government made those CD players back 50 years ago, and they just decided to release it out to society. Come on. The government government bureaucracies are so stupid and incompetent and worthless. I mean, look at them. Every single one of them. I mean, if the government was competent at doing anything, wouldn't there be some evidence of that competency? Go down to the DMV sometime and tell me how competent you think the government is. Oh, and just because the military has a research project. Okay, there probably is a research project, and it probably does have a base up in Alaska, like our caller said. But if there really was something going on, we'd have more tangible evidence of it beyond some crackpot kook conspiracy website reporting on it. If there really was something to it, somebody would do a news report on it. Somebody would do an hour-long documentary about it. And I'm not talking about the crackpot underground stuff. I'm talking about major, because that's major news. The government can control the weather. Major news. The reason why it's not major news is because it's BS. It's garbage. Just because the military has a research project doesn't mean squat. They have a research project looking into remote viewing. Come on. What's remote viewing, Manwich?
Remote viewing is sitting here and seeing things elsewhere. Sound like ESP, maybe? Psychic stuff?
Yeah, it's ESP with a new label.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it. You sit there and you close your eyes and you send yourself across the world. And you can see where the other military's weapons are if you just concentrate hard enough. Total crack pottery. That's all it is. But they have a program. So because they have a program, that means it's legitimate? No! It's because somebody came to the military brass and said, hey, we want to create a research project so we can figure out how to remote view. Well, sure, here's $10 billion. Go ahead.
It's not our money. Who cares?
It doesn't matter if you find any... It doesn't matter if you come back in 10 years with no results whatsoever. We'll give you some more money. Go ahead, keep your project going. Because bureaucrats... When you create a program, when you create a task force, when you create a research project in the government, they have no incentive to do anything quickly because, if the task force's job is to figure out something,
yes.
To figure out whatever the given thing is that they
have to
figure out.
If it's my job to find out the legitimacy of remote viewing and there is no legitimacy to remote viewing, do you think that I'm going to put myself out of a job?
Right.
I'm the bureaucrat in charge of the remote viewing... information finding task force.
Right. You'll come back and you'll give a report. You'll give a report to your overseers.
I need 30 years to figure this out. I can tell you.
Right.
Years at $150,000.
You'll say we're making headway. We've done some experiments, but boy, these experiments are expensive. We need pencils and paper, and you're going to need to give us $2 more billion. So remember, Whenever you hear that there's a government program to research something, does not mean that there's any legitimacy at all. It's just a bunch of lazy bureaucrats. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. If you make the call now, we might be able to slip you in here, because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. See you in your week.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, pony up. $3 a month is all we ask for you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. What does that mean, Manwich?
It means that you help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We we advertise in trade magazines like Talkers, and we also advertise on the Internet to try to get more listeners. And,
right, because we want to expand the reach. We want to expand the influence of this show. Mm-hmm. And your $3 a month can really make a difference. And that's all we ask. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it, because we give you everything for free on the website anyway. We're just asking you. amp.freetalklive.com. And plus, as we have a goal that we want to reach with the AMP program. And once we reach half of our goal, we will cut back on our commercial time by 2 minutes an hour. Then when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes an hour off the commercial time on this show. I mean, that's a 25% reduction in commercial time. We're serious about this.
Good deal.
It's pretty cool. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. To David in Oklahoma. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Hey. I'll call in to talk about what you're just talking about, the Project HARP.
Yeah.
When he brought it up, I went ahead and did a search in Google for it.
Mm-hmm.
Found 587,000 hits.
Yeah,
it's
so?
It's a very widespread thing. I've heard of it plenty of times.
That just means there's a lot of crackpots out there with websites.
Now, just because there's a lot of hits on it doesn't mean that it, in fact, controls the weather. You would agree with that? That the one doesn't mean the other?
I would agree with that, but to assume that we don't have the capability to do such a thing, it's a pretty simple concept. It's
what makes you think we have the capability to do it? That's crazy to imagine that.
He's going to explain how it is that we control the weather.
Please.
Okay, the Project HARP is just basically a huge array of antennas that ionizes certain sections of the atmosphere. Storms can be exacerbated by adding to that ionization. That's why you got a lot of lightning during storms, is the ionization of the atmosphere.
Uh-huh. How do you make a storm halfway around the world with a bunch of antennas in Alaska?
All they can do is intensify or decrease certain storms. They can't really steer them. It's just if you pump more ionization into it, just pump some electricity into it, it gets more intense.
So why does anyone care?
Why does anyone care? Because people are dying.
Why do they want people to die?
Of more lightning strikes?
Well, when you go into the motivation, that's hard to say, but they have been taking people's guns in Louisiana.
That's something tangible and whoa, now that's something tangible and real that we should be fighting against. But this HARP program is nothing more than just a waste of time. And if there really was something legit, why isn't someone legitimate reporting on it beyond some crackpot with a website, David?
Well, who do you consider legitimate? I mean, you're on the internet. Are you not legitimate?
No, we're just a talk show, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does it have to be on the corporate news to be legitimate?
Not necessarily, but it has to be somebody more with just a website. I would expect to be
like to know what.
Like I said, there's 587. It's all over.
Big
people
deal.
Know all about it. Yeah, I'm
all
surprised
right.
that you don't.
Now,
we've heard about it.
Believe me,
I don't care enough to bother learning.
If somebody calls in, we're going to give them a chance to talk about what it is they want to talk about.
If you type in chemtrails, there's probably going to be 20,000 hits on that, and that's garbage, too.
I want to make the point about New Orleans here. Now, they backed off of taking the guns in New Orleans. Why did they do that if they created, in fact, they created this hurricane so that they would have the opportunity to do such a despotic thing? Why did they stop taking the guns away?
You ask too many questions, man. David, thanks for the call. We're going to be back on Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll talk to you then. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, don't forget to go amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Have a fantastic weekend.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.